you were talking about Jerry Olson picking up the reins from Dr. Kishkunas,
right,
regarding OVT.
Yes, he continued the project. He continued the project, and then when he left, I think that the Board of Education was looking for someone who would perhaps go back to the academics. And that's when Dr. Wallace was hired.
Do you recall what year that was? Around when?
I have to think about that. But he came in with the reading, writing, and arithmetic. And I think this is what the community wanted. It wasn't that we no longer had OVT. It was just that the emphasis was changed.
Okay. And following Dr. Wallace, was he the last superintendent?
Yes. When I left, he was still the superintendent. Of course, Mrs. Brennan took his place.
Were there, did you have communication with them, contact with him? Did he want to know what was going on during any union negotiations?
Yes.
Did any of them, I'm sorry?
Yes. All the superintendents, of course, were involved. They didn't sit at the negotiation table, but at any time we met, immediately afterwards, we met with the superintendent to tell him all the things that had occurred and to get his thoughts on the matters that we were discussing at the time.
And I think you had mentioned to us that it was a good idea.
It was. It was a wonderful idea. Right. So that we could always say, well, we have to talk it over with
right. Bear with me for a minute. I received something in the mail recently from the union that said, it was actually from Al Fondig, and he mentioned that the PFT has gone 23 years without a strike or a strike threat. That's nearly a quarter of a century. 7 teacher contracts have been negotiated during that period, but this time the negotiation picture is especially tough. We want to continue and extend that 23-year period, and he knows that the PFT members want to do so also. However, it may not be possible this time, and all members need to be aware of this reality, which makes it kind of scary because Pittsburgh is having some problems with their economy.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's all these stadiums being built. So if there was, what's your opinion of this statement? Do you think he's just bluffing, or do you think that there truly may be a strike this year?
Well, I certainly hope there won't be, but no, I don't think he's bluffing. My knowledge of Al Fondi is that he's very straightforward. And I think he does see some problems on the horizon. I think that it would be very difficult for him to get, because of the economy, maybe all the money that he would like to have for the teachers. I think he understands, too, that we're having problems now that charter schools are coming into being. And it's just not going to be as easy as it has been in the past.
I agree. If a strike is called, would you like to be involved in negotiations?
I don't think at this stage in my life it would be something I'd be looking forward to. If you realize that you have to go through the night, many nights in a row sometimes, and your whole life is turned inside out because all you're doing is sitting at a negotiations table and working when you are not sitting at the table, I think you recognize that at this point, I'm not ready to do any negotiations.
If you were called upon and they needed your expertise,
no, I don't think they need it.
Would you sit in on it? Would that be a challenge to you, or if you're retired and you're completely?
Well, unfortunately, I always like a challenge. So I guess it would be interesting to watch, if nothing else, but I doubt that anyone's going to call on me, so I don't think I have a problem.
Oh, Sylvia, I think you're being modest. Would you mind sharing your thoughts with us on the defeat of the merger of the NEA and AFT?
Well, I have known, of course, all along that one felt that they, the NEA feels that they are a professional group and thinks of the AFT as a union. They don't think of themselves as a union, and I guess that was what the, I'm assuming that was part of the problem. I'm very sorry to see that happen. I wish that they would combine. I think a strong union would probably augur well for the teachers.
I agree with you. Let's, now that you are retired, do you mind? I'm going to ask you some questions about your personal life.
Oh, okay. All right.
When exactly did you retire?
October of 1985.
And why did you retire?
I had completed 25 years of service. I was 62 years old. I had had 19 years of negotiating negotiations and grievances, and I thought it would be a good time for me to leave.
What activities have you involved yourself in since you've retired?
Well, I have found pleasure in many phases of volunteer work. My pet organization is the Boys and Girls Clubs of Western Pennsylvania. I am a board member and active on the program committee, and I'm very proud of this organization and thousands of children that we help. I'm a board member, and I'm active also on the Jewish Cemetery and Burial Association of Greater Pittsburgh. I'm a board member of the Women of Temple Sinai, and I'm their archivist and also help with their publicity. I'm a member of the Legislative Committee of the Pennsylvania Association of Retired Personnel, and I am active there.
Doing what?
Well, mostly being, I call Ivan Itkin and other representatives and ask them to help us with any problems that we have. For instance, recently we did receive a COLA, which was very nice, and you have to keep after the legislators, you know, if you want something to happen, and that's part of my job.
Received what? Would you explain what COLA is?
Oh, well, that's receiving extra money, you know, on your retirement. And it has something to do with inflation at the time. So not having had very much inflation, we never received very much money, additional money. You have to understand that we have had people retire from the Pittsburgh Board of Education many years ago when they were not making very much money. Therefore, their retirement is not very big, and they really have difficulty. So it was very important for us to move forward on this and see what we could do, and we were successful.
What's the acronym for this organization? The initial student organization, is that PASR?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. PASR. Mm-hmm.
I also am chairman of the course evaluation committee excuse me, for the Academy of Lifelong Learning, and my husband and I go to many, many classes.
Tell us about that program.
Well, it is a program consisting of individuals who are 55 years and older who wish to take coursework at a university but with their peers rather than sitting in classes with students already enrolled at the university. And the courses are usually given by study leaders, some of whom are professors at the university and some of whom are retired personnel. This Academy of Lifelong Learning is part of Carnegie Mellon, and they have treated us just wonderful. And of course, as I said, being chairman of the course evaluation committee, I get to know how everybody feels about the courses that they're taking, and I find that very enjoyable.
You mentioned about the Boys and Girls Club.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what that's about. What are Boys and Girls Clubs?
Boys and Girls Clubs are throughout the city. We have seven.
Would you like some water?
Mm-hmm. Can you stop that for a minute? The Boys and Girls Clubs are throughout the city. We have seven buildings. What we try to do is invite boys and girls between the ages of 6 and 18 to be members, to come in after school. We have gyms, we have swimming pools, and we really keep children off the street. They have club activities. We also have provision for them to do homework. We have a summer camp. And you pay what you can afford to pay. If you can't afford the dues, you don't pay the dues. If you can't afford the money to go to camp, we provide the camp experience anyway. So, of course, we have to go out and get quite a few funds, but we're very fortunate because a lot of the big organizations in the city are very willing to help us. And we have done extremely well.
That's marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
Are these primarily directly after school programs or the mm-hmm. evening programs?
Yeah, directly after school and evening programs. That's what they are. Mostly directly after school for the younger children and some evening for the older children.
Are there volunteers that work with the children or are they paid?
Both. We have a lot of paid workers and we have volunteers.
Big responsibility.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Leah, I also wondered, now that you're retired, whether you've been doing much traveling.
When I first retired, we did do a great deal of traveling. We went to Israel. We went to Hawaii. We did many, many trips by car through Canada and the United States. But now my husband isn't well, and so we are very content to be at home, take our classes, go to the symphony, go to the opera, and take advantage of everything there is in the city that we can take advantage of. And we have found it very sort of exciting to be able to do all of these things together. We've enjoyed it very much.
It's good to enjoy Pittsburgh, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It certainly is.
What year were you in Israel, or around what time?
I think it was about 20 years ago.
And at that time, what were your feelings about the political policies that were going on at the time then?
Well, it was scary. I recall that wherever we went, if we went into any particular building, Knesset, for example, they would you had to open your purse. They had to search you. You didn't feel free. Really, you felt free walking around, but you understood that there were problems because you could see the guards on the corners, so you could see police, you could see, sometimes even I remember one time we went to a kibbutz overnight and we could hear guns firing because we were so near the Syrian border. It was interesting. It was a little bit scary once in a while, but it was an experience that both of us enjoyed very, very much and were very happy to have gone.
What are your feelings about Israel being a haven for all Jews?
I don't believe in that. I want to stay in the United States, but I support Israel wholeheartedly.
And how do you think Israel presently is being viewed by Americans in general?
Inasmuch as I'm a Reformed Jewess, I have a little bit of difficulty with how Reformed rabbis and Reformed members are being viewed in Israel, and I hope someday that will change. So I'm not always happy with everything I hear, but I will still support the country.
Going back to organizations in which you've been active since you retired, earlier I recall you mentioning something about National Council of Jewish Women's Friends in Need. Was that it?
Friends Indeed.
Friends Indeed. Tell us about that.
This was a project for children who had gotten into trouble, delinquent children, first-time offenders. And when they went to juvenile court, instead of being sent to a correction home, they were given the opportunity to work. They had to work X number of hours depending on whatever the crime happened to be. If it was stealing, for example, then the judge would designate so many hours for them to work in a non-profit organization. And it was my job to see that they got to work, but also to see if they could learn from the job they were in. Many of them worked, for example, for the Salvation Army, for the Red Cross. They worked in community houses. And if they weren't enjoying it, not that I wanted them to, after all, they were working off a debt, but at the same time, I thought they should benefit from it. And I think they did. I really do. I think the people with whom they worked tried to be helpful to them, to show them there was a better way to live than the way they were living. Now, when it was over and they went back to their community, I don't know how many second offenders we had, if you know what I mean, but it was a wonderful project.
Well, where were they staying? Where were they sleeping?
They were staying at home. They were allowed to stay in their own home, but after school they had to work, and sometimes after dinner come back and work. They had time to do their homework, but it was really to keep them off the street and also to make them, as I say, repay their debt.
And you were one of several
volunteers
who
right.
would meet with each child on a personal basis
right.
and with whomever they
were working for. Exactly. That was my job, and I did that for a number of years.
I never knew of that.
Well, it left National Council, which is the I think that's what National Council is all about. They start projects, and then they want
the
other organizations to take them over. The Boys and Girls Club, you see, took it over, and so that's why I started to go to the Boys and Girls Club the way I did, and I became interested in the Boys and Girls Clubs.
I see. Whenever you and your family, when your children were young, did you usually go on vacation?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you usually go?
Cape Cod.
Did you really? What area?
South Yarmouth. We had we were able to rent, it wasn't our own, we were able to rent a wonderful cottage there every summer for a number of weeks, and we really enjoyed that.
Oh, that sounds marvelous.
It was wonderful.
How many years did you do that?
Oh, I think for about 5 or 6 years.
How do you view your accomplishments and successes?
I think I have been a very, very fortunate woman. I think my greatest accomplishment are my three children, of whom I'm very, very proud, and my grandchildren. I think, as I said before, I was very lucky in my job.
You know, stop for a minute, Leah. That's something.
And I also think I was very fortunate in my position. I certainly felt that I was in a very unusual position, and I think I enjoyed that. So all in all, I think I've been very, very fortunate.
And in retrospect, is there anything that you would do differently?
Well, I think in life we would all do a number of things differently. I can't think of anything special right this minute, because I think I've put behind me all of the things that were mistakes, and I guess we're human, we all make them.
And my last question for you,
okay,
is, do you believe the teachers are, there's a lot of stress put on teachers nowadays?
Yes, I do. I do. I think I feel sorry for the young women of today who have children and so many responsibilities at home and work all day. I don't only mean teachers. I mean, I'm talking about young women in generally, mm-hmm. wherever they are. And I think back to when I started to teach, and yes, I had young children, but I had been married for 15 years. And I think I went in far more relaxed than a young woman going in with a baby in daycare. I think, too, that many of the teachers may feel that they could do a better job under different circumstances. I've heard this over and over again, that they find it difficult because so many of the children today come from homes where they are not disciplined, where they are not helped, where they are told that don't let anybody get the best of you. So they come into the classroom with a poor attitude to begin with, and I don't think that's very helpful. On the other hand, I understand where these children's parents are coming from, because they're also going to work, and they're concerned that their child may be not getting the best education or the care that they need. So I think it's a troubled society in many ways, and I think it becomes stressful.
What do you think of, do you think that one of the reasons why teachers are stressed is because it's so difficult for them to obtain discipline in the class? They're not, if they scold a child, they're ruining their self-esteem.
Right. It's just a very difficult situation. Of course, depending on the community. In some communities, I think of Minideo, for example, I think the situation there is far better than it would be in a school such as Berwyn, where you have a different class of people who aren't as interested in education as they are as the parents whose children are going to Minideo, for example. So that presents a problem.
Leah, you have been wonderful.
And oh, thank you.
We truly appreciate you giving of your time and your efforts, and I know that you were anxious about this interview, but yet, on the other hand, you wanted to do it. And
well,
I'm glad that you did.
Well, I'm glad I did too, and I would like to thank the National Council of Jewish Women for this endeavor. I feel honored to have been a part of it. And I'd also like to thank both of you, Barbara and Cindy, for making this as comfortable for me as you have. And I hope that I've had been helpful in helping with the history of Pittsburgh then and now. Thank you.
Thank you.